Hola, I'm Duke Gates.
Hola, Mari. Kamazu. It's 959. It's Kaya Drive. We're on the streets. We're on the air. And then before that, Chris Brown and T-Pain. Kiss, kiss. Hey, you know, the voice notes that we get whenever you play songs that people enjoy are quite hilarious. It depends whether or not we've got enough time. But I'll play a few. Listen to just one. This is about the Maxwell song Ascension that we ended off with in the last hour.
If I realize, yeah, Lord, you're the highest of the high. Yeah, yeah. And if you don't know when I'll see you, so don't ever wonder. Don't ever wonder. See the way I love you and your music. You play good music every day, day mate, every day, 5 days a week. Thank you for the music. Uvoni, uvoni. All the way from my pet.
Thank you.
I'm tired of enthusiasm.
Thank you. That's just one. Do you want me to play another one?
Go ahead.
You're the highest of the highest. Woo! If you don't know what I'm saying, so don't ever wonder. Don't ever wonder. Shouldn't I realize you're the highest of the high? If you don't know what I'm saying, so don't ever wonder.
So that's the second one.
Oh, Choir Yakaya Drive.
Yay. We've got a third one. Do you want to hear it?
I mean, why not?
Woo! Thank you, Shabu Malapo.
Okay, wait. That's not the third one. This is the third one.
Thank you very much, Speech.
You know, we're having a team meeting. And Umek was in our team meeting. He's our program manager. So we're discussing some of the things we discuss in the show. Then he suggests, have you ever Googled the price of a gift that you received? And I'll be honest, this thought has never even entered my head. I've never, ever thought of that.
It hasn't. Say when.
Sandman says the same thing. He's like, nah, he hasn't thought about this. But then everybody else is like, yeah, of course I have. Especially the women.
Except for Tash, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I do that and it's out of curiosity. I just want to see, guys. I just want to know if it's a bottle of perfume. I want to know how much that thing costs. It's got nothing to do with the relationship. I mean, it doesn't matter. Like, I don't value you less if you bought me, like, you know, not to say a cheap gift, but like something that's not expensive. I just want to know. It could be like 300. I just want to know.
Why do you want to know?
I don't know. I'm curious.
Let me tell you what it boils down to.
Ah, ngiyazile. Okay, Dr. Caesar, I'm jelly.
So psychologically, you've got to ask yourself, right? Are you a sentimental person or do you place any value on what the price of the product is?
Because
it wouldn't matter, right, what this thing costs as long as you understand who I bought it because I was thinking of you.
It does not matter how much it costs. I just want to know how much it costs.
But if it doesn't matter, then why do you want to know?
I just want to know. So when I buy you a gift, also, I can gauge if it's or not.
I have. And this is the question, right? When somebody gives you a gift, do you base the value of the gift on the price of the gift?
No.
Or the thoughtfulness? This is what I need you to let us know.
It's both.
It can't be both. The
what
number,
do you mean it can't be both?
It can't be both. The number is 086-000-0959. Hit us up on WhatsApp as well, 063-688-0959. When somebody gives you a gift, things like going there to Google the price of the gift, does that not demean the thoughtfulness of the gift? Or do you place the value on the actual price? Let us know. Adieng.